Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
Do you get the impression I do that Canberra, Malcolm Turnbull and co, don't seem to have anything to talk about except border security? Every other day, that's all they talk about. Not understanding that your national security, which is important, but that was guaranteed by Tony Abbott. That was fixed by Tony Abbott. That national security also involves having security over your water, owning your farms, not selling them off to China, not selling your beef cattle farms off to China, not selling your sugar off to China. Security involves retiring your debt, lowering your taxes, lowering the level of regulation on business. Not a burden about, not a word about any of that stuff. Just a whole heap of rhetoric. And then when they talk about national security, are they getting us into some sort of trouble? Because we've announced an immigration deal that will see the US resettle. Now, they're not taking any more refugees. This will be part of their national their annual refugee intake. So they'll resettle up to 1,600 refugees currently on Nauru and Manus Island. The US Homeland Security officials, we're told, will arrive in Australia this week and they'll begin all this sort of stuff. And this is a quid pro quo because in September Malcolm Turnbull said Australia would take, as part of our overall, not extra, overall refugee intake, we'll take refugees from Central America and that'll be part of our annual intake. So the US appears to be helping out the Turnbull government with its immigration offshore processing, and we're doing likewise with America. So you look at that and you think, well, that's terrific. That makes sort of sense. There are a couple of problems. The first is the Trump administration has stated its intention to end Muslim immigration to America. It will take over in Washington on January 20. Many refugees on Nauru and Manus Island are Muslim. What happens? No answer. But the second problem is more obvious and greater. Indonesia's senior police commissioner said this week that the plan represents, quote, a breath of fresh air for people smugglers. Get the drift? They'll now be able to encourage asylum seekers to pay, sail for Australia, the boat will be turned back, you'll ultimately end up at Manus Island or Nauru, and from Manus Island or Nauru, under the deal, you'll finish up in the United States. Pretty desirable destination. And even the Turnbull government concedes the deal could represent a marketing opportunity for people smugglers. Why are we mucking around with a system that under Tony Abbott and John Howard was working?
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.